Hey there, wild one.
It's day four of the Wild Ways Week on Wildly Intentional. This is a 7-day journey to help you discover how you're wired to unlearn, rebuild, and live on purpose. And today, we get to meet the curious unlearner. If you've ever whispered, "I don't know about that," or if you've walked away from a version of life you were told you want, and now you're somewhere in the in-between, you might be a curious unlearner. This one's for the ones asking better questions, the ones who are brave enough to sit in the unknown, the ones unraveling what no longer fits, not out of anger, out of alignment. You're not lost, you're becoming. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, hit pause and take it at wildlyintentional.com. It'll help you find your wild way. The curious unlearner is here to ask, what if we've been doing it wrong, but not in a cynical way, in a hopeful one? This name honors their willingness to lay down old narratives and pick up something better. It's for the ones rethinking everything, education, family, work, worth. They aren't afraid to walk away from certainty if it means walking toward integrity. They're not just curious, they're courageous. Because unlearning takes guts, and choosing a new path, that takes vision. Curious unlearners show up in their 20s, 30s, 40s, but their awakening can happen at any age. They're cycle breakers, question askers, gentle rebels. They're the ones who are saying, "I'm going to raise my kids differently. I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't want to live on autopilot." They may have left a religion, a corporate job, a belief system, or an entire way of life. And now they're rebuilding from the inside out. Like Sarah, who said reading her quiz results gave her full body chills. She's questioning everything she inherited about womanhood, motherhood, and faith. And for the first time, it's not terrifying. It's liberating. So let's start here, because we can't talk about transformation without naming the tension. What does life feel like when this part of you is left unmet? Well, it's the fear of being too much or too different. Isolation, especially if family or peers don't understand. Overanalysis and overwhelm, and wanting to rebuild, but not knowing what or how. But underneath the struggle, there's usually a deeper desire. A longing, a quiet hope for more ease, more alignment, more breath. Here's what the curious unlearner is really craving. Language for what they're feeling. Honest stories from others who've questioned the script. Alternatives, not just criticism. Reflection tools that help them find their way forward. And the beautiful thing is, when you give yourself permission to lean into this wild way, you don't just survive, you shift, you change. So this is what it can look like. Unlearners begin to shift when they realize your curiosity isn't rebellion, it's wisdom. There's no rush to have everything figured out. Questions can be long in sacred spaces. And you're not alone, even if you sometimes feel like it. Their transformation isn't loud. It's steady, soulful, and rooted in reclaiming. So you might be a curious unlearner if you've changed your mind and your lifestyle in the last 5 years. You journal a lot, cry a little, and want to burn down capitalism, but gently. You long for community, but you also love your space. You miss the clarity of certainty, but you trust your soul more now. So you know that I always like to end with a question, not to solve, but to sit with. Because insights start when we pause long enough to listen. So here's your reflection prompt for the day. What part of you has been questioning things quietly and is ready to be heard? So if you're feeling seen by the curious unlearner, there's more waiting for you. This series might just speak to the questions that you've been carrying. Unrule the world. It's great for deconstruction, worldview shifts, and rebuilding. In episode 8, I talk with a Canadian mom about raising kids wild and free in an RV and how she has redefined success, school, and family freedom. And my Into the Known series helps us reclaim lost wisdom. Episode 9 is Herbs at Our Fingertips, Simple Ways to Start Healing Naturally at Home. And it's a fun discussion about starting your own apothecary and making some simple swaps in your first aid kit. Start small. One belief, one practice, one new way of seeing. And if you're in the middle of the messy middle, you're not behind. You're becoming. And you're not alone. This is just a conversation. It's a catalyst. And to help you move from insight to action, I've created type-specific tools over at wildlyintentional.com/tools. And I'm always building more as we go. So what you need may be coming next. Thank you for listening to day 4 of the Wild Ways Week. Be sure to follow the show so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. We're diving into The Rooted Seeker. And if you haven't yet, take the Wild Way quiz to discover which of the types feels like home. Plus, it'll give you tools, episode recommendations, and resources to go deeper. If this episode felt like a mirror, share it. And if you're not this type, keep listening. Tomorrow's drop might be the one that lights you up. Tag Wildly Intentional and share your Wild Way on social, because one ripple can start a revolution. This week is about reclaiming your rhythm, naming what's real, and finding a way forward that actually fits your life. Until tomorrow, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.